The best example of a jazz musician adapting clave to an existing tune is Max Roach's evolving cowbell part on the three takes of Bud Powell's Un Poco Loco. Blue Note fortunately released all the takes that Bud, Max, and bassist Curly Russell recorded that day in 1951, and the evolution of Max's part is a textbook case of how to adapt a tune to clave. First, it shows the four bars of Bud's melody, which suggests a 3-2 pattern. And that excerpt is right here. Yeah, here it goes. So da 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 da. So that suggests da 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 very clearly. For the first take, Max's cowbell pattern coinciding with the clave only twice in the two-bar phrase. His pattern is like this. And that only coincides with the 3-2 clave twice. Like if I say the 3-2 clave and you listen to the cowbell. Hang on, let me go back. So, and then it says, unhappy with what he was playing, Max then changed his pattern on takes 2 and 3 to the following. This is take 2. Alright, so let me go back. I'll hum along with the cowbell is in case you can't hear it very well.